Bill Wilkinson looks no different than any other old white man. Who looks no different than any other old white man? Bill Wilkinson looks no different than any other old white man. He seems good-natured and keen to crack a joke. Does he seem bad-natured? No, he doesn't seem bad-natured. He seems good-natured. What is he keen to do? He's keen to crack a joke. He lives in a majority black town and gets on well with his neighbors. Where does he live? He lives in a majority black town. How does he get on with his neighbors? He gets on well with his neighbors. Yet, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Bill was once an imperial wizard in the Ku Klux Klan. Should you judge a book by its cover? No, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. What group was Bill once an imperial wizard in? Bill was once an imperial wizard in the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan is a racist group in the U.S. that dates back to the end of slavery and has a history of terrorizing black people. What is the Ku Klux Klan? The Ku Klux Klan is a racist group in the U.S. What does it date back to? It dates back to the end of slavery. What does it have a history of doing? It has a history of terrorizing black people. And an imperial wizard is the highest position within this notorious group of thugs. What position is an imperial wizard within this notorious group of thugs? An imperial wizard is the highest position within this notorious group of thugs. Indeed, at one time, Wilkinson was branded the most powerful white supremacist in the world. What was Wilkinson branded? Wilkinson was branded the most powerful white supremacist in the world. Bill disappeared from the U.S. in the 1980s and has been found in San Pedro, Belize. When did Bill disappear from the U.S.? Bill disappeared from the U.S. in the 1980s. Where has he been found? He has been found in San Pedro, Belize. He now lives happily alongside the very people he once hated with a passion. Does he now live happily alongside the very people he once hated with a passion? Yes, he now lives happily alongside the very people he once hated with a passion. He said he's no longer a racist and stresses, "I don't hate blacks. I never have hated blacks. I still don't hate blacks. I don't hate anyone." Did he say he's still a racist? No, he didn't say he's still a racist. He said he's no longer a racist. Did he stress that he doesn't hate blacks? Yes, he stressed that he doesn't hate blacks. History tells a different story. For nearly 10 years, Bill served as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK. What tells a different story? History tells a different story. Did Bill serve as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK? Yes, Bill served as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK. From 1975 to 1984, Bill enjoyed stirring up racial hatred. What did Bill enjoy doing from 1975 to 1984? Bill enjoyed stirring up racial hatred from 1975 to 1984. He insisted all Klansmen should carry guns, knives, and clubs. What did he insist all Klansmen should carry? He insisted all Klansmen should carry guns, knives, and clubs. He organized camps to train Klan members for a coming race war. Why did he organize camps? he organized camps to train Klan members for a coming race war. He even brainwashed young children into the ways of the KKK. Did he brainwash old men into the ways of the KKK? No, he didn't brainwash old men into the ways of the KKK. He brainwashed young children into the ways of the KKK. Wilkinson once told the Washington Post, "Race mixing, that's the highest sin you can commit, higher than murder." Did Wilkinson once say race mixing is the highest sin you can commit? Yes, Wilkinson once said race mixing is the highest sin you can commit. Bill now lives on an island with a mostly black, Mayan, and Hispanic population. Is the population of the island mostly black, Mayan, and Chinese? No, the population of the island isn't mostly black, Mayan, and Chinese. The population of the island is mostly black, Mayan, and Hispanic. Stranger still, he has many close friends among the non-white population. Does he have many enemies among the non-white population? No, he doesn't have many enemies among the non-white population. He has many close friends among the non-white population. He runs a hotel, and the locals jokingly call him King of the Rednecks. What does he run? He runs a hotel. What do the locals jokingly call him? The locals jokingly call him King of the Rednecks.